Your core energy block is the structure block. You are overflowing with gifts. Your clients are waiting. The world is hungry for what you have to offer. But instead of letting your work flow into the hands of those who need it the most, you end up trapped in a cycle of doing everything yourself, overcomplicating your systems, or launching so many new projects that nothing gets enough airtime to grow wings and fly. This, my friend, is the structure block, and it shows up in two main ways. The first way is the manual practitioner who resists structure, who resists automation, who resists support and wants to do it all on their own. And the second manifestation is the endless builder who complicates or overbuilds until their gifts are lost in the noise. Now, you most likely find yourself leaning into one or the other, or maybe a mix of both of them. But both of them have the same root fear. And that fear is, if I allow structure to support me, more people will see my work and I will not be safe. If I scale and allow a million people to see my work, I'm opening up myself to judgment, to criticism, or to rejection. So what people with the structure block tend to do is protect themselves through staying small because they don't automate their systems and give themselves the chance to scale to larger and larger audiences, even though their message is ready for it. Or they overwork, they overbuild, they overcomplicate with endless options to buy this e-course, this meditation, this program, this service, this retreat, this, that, and this, and that, and that, and everything gets lost in the noise. So I'm curious, which one do you feel more resonance with, the manual practitioner or the endless builder? Well, I'm gonna go a little deeper into both of those, but first I wanna tell you something. Listen, you showed up here for a reason, because you feel something is blocking you from accessing the impact, the abundance, the amount of clients that you know that you're meant to have. And I want to support you in decoding what that something is. Yes, the awareness of the structure block is really important, but there's another inspired action step that I'm gonna invite you to take at the end of this recording. And that is to get your personalized energetic report. The report is called What Will Make Me Successful in Business, and it uses your gene keys, your human design, and your astrology to compile a report that answers some of the most important questions that we have as spiritually minded, conscious entrepreneurs. So I'm going to invite you to listen to the rest of this structure block, and then you'll have 24 hours to get 50% off your energetic report, What Will Make Me Successful in Business. So back to the manual practitioner and the endless builder. The manual practitioner is someone who does everything by hand. They answer every email. They don't have a VA, or they don't allow themselves to be fully supported by a VA or other team members. They work mainly with individual clients. And the big thing is they love, or not love, but they lean towards exchanging time for money. Now, you may want to reach more people because you feel that your message is very powerful and it could impact the world. But the thing is, there are only so many hours in a day to serve clients. And so if you're doing one-on-one sessions or small group sessions and answering emails all day, there's just not enough time to scale. And so the idea is that if you welcome more clients, then a fear of being overworked or exhausted begins to emerge. So you often repel new clients or larger amounts of visibility, because more visibility, new clients equals burnout. And you know, you may even be saying, I'm not tech savvy, and that's why I'm not scaling, I'm not gaining traction. But beneath that thought, that is a story, that I'm not tech savvy, beneath that thought, there's often a deeper story. And that deeper story is, if I let structure and automated systems support me, I'll reach more people. More people will see me. And if more people see me, more people may reject me, or I will be burned out and I can't handle it. I won't have enough time for my family. I won't have enough time for my self-care. I won't have enough time for myself. So You do everything yourself. You're the manual practitioner, and you don't welcome the support of automation or a team that could support you so that you can stay small and quote unquote protect yourself. So that's the manual practitioner. What about the endless builder? You know, complication is, or overcomplication is another form of protection. When you have too many offerings or systems, you have this e-course, you have that service, and yada, yada, yada. And you complicate everything more than what you have more complicated systems than what you're actually ready for. What you do is you block aligned growth and expansion. And parts of you are scared to scale. They're scared to be seen by lots of people. So you hide behind endless options and complicated systems because a part of you is afraid that if people truly see you and your gifts, they'll reject you. You endlessly launch things, but often abandon them for a shiny new object that shows up before the initial project even has enough time to grow. You're afraid of scaling. Your nervous system isn't calibrated to receive the amount of people your mind thinks it's ready for. I'm going to say that one more time because this is powerful. Your nervous system isn't calibrated to receive the amount of people that your mind thinks that it's ready for. So, with the manual practitioner and the endless builder, how do we begin healing? The thing is, tending to your inner world, tending to your parts, builds safety within your system, the safety that you need to be seen, heard, and grow at scale. Healing begins by tending to your internal family, the parts of you that are afraid of visibility and support. So I want you to choose one place where you lack structure or you're overcomplicating things and feeling stuck. And ask the part of you that is afraid. What am I afraid will happen if a million people buy my work? What am I afraid will happen if I don't have to work as hard for more money? When you start to ask these questions, stories, memories, experiences are going to come to the surface and you're going to feel a certain kind of way. And that's good. You want to be feeling. The whole idea is to express the feelings. The feelings are the fuel that keep the blocks and patterns in play. So the more you express them, the more they release you. We always talk about, you got to release that. No, let it release you. Let it release you through feeling. So when you're asking these questions, you're going to get memories. You're going to get emotions. You're going to get feelings that come up. Listen deeply. Feel those emotions and allow the stuck energy to be released through fully allowing yourself to be present and express those emotions. Then you're going to gently offer a new truth. And that new truth is, my work is ready to be seen by the world. My work is ready to be held by aligned structure. My work is good enough. I am good enough. And if, guess what? If others don't like me, which some people are not going to like you, I will still hold myself with love and compassion, because you're not meant to be liked by everyone. You're meant to resonate with those ready for your work right now. And these are not just statements of affirmation. These are you showing up to your parts and showing them that they are actually worthy of love by listening to them, by asking them questions, by feeling their emotions. You organically teach them that truth, that they're worthy of love no matter what. So healing does not mean convincing all parts of you that your work is ready to be experienced by more people. It means that you have a willingness to take steps forward while unconditionally holding your parts in love and compassion, even when, especially when, they are afraid. So most business coaches and experts will give you this advice. Just get over your fears and build the funnel. Just follow the template. Just take this formula. But forcing yourself into someone else's structure just repeats the old wounds and re-traumatizes your old parts. It tells the parts of you that what they're feeling right now doesn't matter, that their fears don't matter, that only their performance does. And that's how they were birthed. They were taught that they weren't good enough. They were abandoned. And do you want to re-traumatize them again by not listening to their feelings first before taking inspired action forward? No. So don't try to force yourself into somebody else's system. Forced systems and structure collapse. And aligned systems and structures will carry you and your gifts far and wide. The path forward is not more complication. and the path forward is not doing things manually so that you're just exchanging time for money. The path forward is choosing a structure that fits you through healing the internal parts that are afraid and allowing that clarity to reveal itself. And that allowing that clarity to reveal itself helps you produce a structure that will hold your gifts and support them so that they can get into the hands of the people who need them the most. Now, I talked to you earlier about the energetic report, and this is important because awareness of this block, the structure block, it's powerful, but it doesn't clear the block. I want to invite you to get a report that will support you in clearing the block. This report is called What Will Make Me Successful in Business. And this report is really important because it's personalized. The block I just talked about is a more generalized explanation of the block. We want to hone in and dial into what is truly happening within you. And we do that by using your gene keys, your human design, and your astrology, and also putting all of that information into a custom GPN that I created to tap into the intuitive nature of the universe, the intuitive nature of my mind, and the intuitive nature of your soul to support you in having the information that you need to make sure that your message gets into the hands of those who need it the most. So for the next 24 hours, I'm inviting you to take some inspired action and get 50% off of this report called What Will Make Me Successful in Business. Your quiz revealed the structure block, and that's just one pattern that's shaping how you work and grow. But your business has many moving parts, and real success comes when all of the energies are aligned across your whole business. Inside this personalized report, you're going to discover how to create systems that support you without feeling trapped or overwhelmed, how to know which offers to build so that your work keeps serving even as you evolve, how to let structure carry your business so that it energizes you instead of draining you, and how to stop hiding behind "I'm not tech savvy" or "I'm still preparing" and let your work be seen and heard. This is a personalized roadmap, like I said, that uses your human design, gene keys, and astrology. So if you're feeling a little twinge of yes in your heart, in your body, in your mind, in your soul, then I invite you to scroll down on the page and take advantage of the 50% offer and get your energetic report.